Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report for Tuesday, the 22nd of October, our final Bean Report for 2013. It's brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Kristen Podolsky is the production specialist with MPGA, and Kristen, harvest, I guess, basically complete at this point. How would you say things went?
Yeah, harvest is complete. For edible beans, things went really well. From what I've been hearing, we're getting above average yields fairly consistently with good quality. So the past 2 years, we've seen an average of about 1,700 pounds per acre, and it looks like we're going to break that for 2013, so that's good. And on the soybean front, we are nearly complete. I would say about 95%. I don't want to say complete because there's still a few acres out there, particularly in northwestern Manitoba, that have been delayed by the rain and now the snow. So we're almost complete there. And yields continue to be variable, but range generally from 30 to 50 bushels. Although I've heard some soybean crops break 50. So, you know, we've had bin buster crops or yields for other crops, and I would say that soybeans are also going to be bin busters this year too, and we're probably going to break last year's record of 36 bushels.
So as we wrap things up, I guess it's time to start looking ahead to next year?
Yeah, so crop rotation planning for next year, where should farmers be planting their soybeans is the question. So a few things to consider there. I would say, first of all, would be fertility levels. So we're looking for fields that have lower nitrogen. Since soybeans are going to be fixing their own nitrogen, we want to take advantage of high nitrogen in other fields for the other crops and keep the low ones for soybeans. And then on the phosphorus end, we're looking for a field that would have moderate to high soil phosphorus to optimize soybean production. And other things we want to consider would be salinity and stoniness.
And this being the last Bean Report of the season, people can share their feedback as to what they think about the Bean Report, both the radio and the text version that you've been sending out as well.
Yeah, definitely. They can provide their feedback to the office here. And we're also planning on sending out a survey in a few weeks for all of our readers to fill out and provide us with feedback and direction for next year.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. That's Kristen Podolsky of the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association, and this has been the Bean Report. You can find out more information at manitobapulse.ca.